This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Lima doesn't agree with me often. He wanted me to reiterate something I told you yesterday. And then I got to get to the Amari Cooper question. And today is Nick Chubb Day. Nick Chubb is coming back to practice today, so we got to get to a lot today. And we are getting ready for Good Guardians Baseball coming up here in a bit. Tone doesn't agree with me. He wanted me to say this. He wanted me to make sure everybody knows this because he goes, Ken, you got to say that again tomorrow. I says, okay. If Deshaun Watson continues to play like this, he ain't going anywhere. That might mean something for Stefanski, and you might say, gut! You might not like Stefanski anyway. I have no idea. There seems to be like there's a more growing sentiment about that because they're 1-3. You might hate hearing that because you don't like Deshaun Watson. A lot of people who listen to our show do not like Deshaun Watson, it seems. But we got to understand what the dollars and cents are, what the investment is, everything. Guys, I know. If they don't play, if they don't win games, you're not going to be happy. I'm not happy. I'm not happy if they lose and he plays well. It doesn't make me thrilled whatsoever. It's not a personal thing. I just want the team to win football games. But if he continues to play like that and continues to have a good performance, he ain't going anywhere. They could be the Houston Browns. They could be the Houston Texans from 2020 and just turn them into the Houston Browns, which is... I mean, what did you say the over-under now, courtesy of Barstool, is? 5.5?
5.5, which
Holy Toledo. Is
now the worst in football.
Oh, my pots.
Now we're
pans.
The worst team in football? I mean, that's insane.
I mean, they finished 4-12 that year, and they did not have intentions on letting him go. They did not have intentions of that. So I'm telling you right now, if he goes and does that, we'll have discussions on somebody leaving. Ain't going to be him. Might be Kevin Stefanski, might be Barry, might be a lot of different people from this football team. It will not be him. So we have to understand that right now as we go along. There was a conversation to be had that if they were going to pick, because he was performing poorly, that if they were going to have to pick between the two, Stefanski wins. Barry wins. Not him. That somehow they would just eat that space. Now I think we would be putting off the problems of what this team would be because we see this all the time. Well, we'll let the coach stay and then you get another year down the line and you let the coach go. I mean, we've seen this. But if they had to make a decision and he continues to play like that, he ain't going, Deshaun Watson ain't going anywhere. The other guy's going somewhere. Whether that's right or wrong or whether you agree with it, that's all up in the air. But that performance on Sunday says he's starting. We don't need to have these Jameis Winston conversations. Not yet. We don't need to have a conversation about what his buyout is or any of that other stuff. I'm telling you right now, and you could say, well, that's not a high enough bar. That's not a $230 million bar. I'm just telling you the realistic bar of what it is.
Well, boy, that's...
216-474-0092. If you don't like hearing that, you disagree, fine. Go right on ahead.
Yeah, I'd love to hear.
I'm just telling the truth.
I'd love to hear because I want to see the honesty in the room. And by the room, I mean Cleveland. I want to hear who's being honest about this. Not, hey, I chose my side and now I have to defend my side like it's a debate like we watched last night. Not that. And by the way, it's very civil
I
discourse.
Watched baseball last
Me
night,
and you
I didn't.
Have gotten into bigger arguments than they got into last night.
Well,
what
we like
hell?
Each other personally, so
what
we're able
hell?
To get by.
They seem like they might like each other last night. Anyway, that's very interesting because we, in this debate, we've chosen our side much like we did Baker, much like we've done overtime. Like Hoyer and Manziel. We choose our side and then we act accordingly. I don't want that right now. I want to hear from fans. Maybe even you'd be more persuasive if you said, hey, I chose my side. I want Watson the hell out of here. But I'll admit he played well. He played well enough. The 230...
Wait, you want him out of here and you...
No. Oh, what I'm saying
okay,
is...
Okay, I'm sorry.
You'd be more persuasive if you told me you were believing one thing on this overall, but then you saw Sunday and you'll at least admit that he played well enough. Because I'm seeing a lot of people nationally say, hey, Watson played well. His PFF grade was actually outstanding.
Was it 86 or something?
But his EPA grades have been terrible. This is very interesting how there's been a diversion in grades when it comes to that.
Yeah.
You said the $230 million thing, and I'm like,
I'm not going to do that
every week. Like, yes, we can all agree he's been nowhere near worth the money and the trade. But on a week-to-week basis, we can just compare him to the rest of the quarterbacks in the league. Is that fair? Just for the sake, we can do two different things, I guess. But week-to-week, I'm not gonna say 230, 230, 230. I got to just compare him right now to where we are as a football team and where the other teams are.
And he's never going to be worth that money. I can admit that. But he's not going to be replacement.
Could he be if he plays that the way he did Sunday and he plays that way the rest of the year and actually wins the games and actually
if they win the game, then yeah.
And actually has a fruitful final drive. And
if they win the game, then yeah. But I don't know if they can win the game. I brought it up. He continued to do his best to move the ball forward. He was able to comport himself very well. And I still was losing my faith in what chances they had because I feel that the scripted plays, and they'll probably go down the field and they'll probably score, get a touchdown to 3 points coming up this Sunday. It's not going to make me feel any better, and it shouldn't make anybody feel any better because you're just giving the defense what they want. The Raiders, they got a chance to see you on first down, second down, third and long, and goal line, or and red zone during that entire first drive. And by the way, that drive was 15 plays. What's the usual game script on your plays? 15 plays.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You did it in 15 plays. The Raiders saw everything they needed to. They're not that good of a team, but if you play a good team, they'll see everything they need to. And if you can't make the adjustments, which you might not have the horses to, they're going to blast you. They'll just blast you. But considering all that, you could, if they win the games, then maybe he comes close to being worth that money. If they don't win the games, people aren't going to be happy, and they're going to be even more unhappy because he ain't going anywhere. So if you want him out of town, they got to lose the games, and he's got to look bad. He didn't look bad. Look good. That's the truth of everything. Jim and Perry, you're first up in the Fan.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey. Hi.
So, all right. I keep hearing that Deshaun Watson played good. Like, oh, he did well. He did good. He had a QBR of 39. Is this what we have come to with this guy, that he played okay and we're so excited and you just said the Raiders are a bad
team? Did you watch the game?
I was dipping in and out.
Okay, so you just looked. So you just looked at the box score afterwards.
No, I didn't look at the box score. The stuff that I saw the sack. But this goes beyond the Raiders game. Kevin Stefanski has been successful with every other quarterback since his tenure here, other than Deshaun Watson. We moved the whole offense for Deshaun Watson, and yet. But he played well against the Raiders.
He did.
And Ken.
He did.
Like, that's not good enough.
He played well.
I would fire Andrew Berry, and I would get rid of that dude before I even get close to firing Kevin Stefanski. Like I said earlier this year, I would love to see what Kevin Stefanski can do without drama in Berea. Drama that includes their quarterback and all of his stuff going on. Drama that includes Amari Cooper. Drama that now includes Elijah Moore, Michael Hall, everything. The dude has never had a fair shake. Everybody comes out, especially in the media, you know, oh, we got to give Deshaun time. Deshaun's had enough time. Let me tell you something. He does not care. I'm not a body language expert, but if you go and watch him,
but Jim, you're the same guy who's called in and literally said you hated him and you wanted him to fail. You've said that on the air with us.
Of course.
So it's it, you know what? You understand?
There's a bias.
No, gone. Not every Browns fan. Not every Browns fan that we talk to. We talk to many, many, many Browns fans. There's it's impossible that we talk to every Browns fan and they all hate him. That's an impossibility. So, okay, it might be most of them, but it's impossible.
Raiders team. We lost to a mediocre Raiders team, yeah. But he played well.
He did.
And you're saying since he played well, and if he continues to play well like that with a 39 QBR, then that means you want Kevin Stefanski gone?
No.
Because if that's,
I don't want Kevin Stefanski gone. No.
I'm not saying that.
No. At no point did I tell you that I would fire Kevin Stefanski and keep Deshaun Watson. I'm telling you the truth of the matter. He did not play poorly. He played well. They lost the game. And yes, somebody will probably go if they continue to lose games, and it won't be him.
You know, I'm telling you what, if that happens, can you really imagine what your day is going to be like the next day that happens?
Probably very bad, but I've had a series of bad days here recently after Browns games, so it just kind of blends in with the other ones now, doesn't it?
Well, of course, but, but here's the thing, Ken. How come?
What?
Why can't we hold Deshaun accountable?
Because of the guarantee that's left on the contract. Because of the, like, if we get 2 years down the line, I mean, Jim, and thank you for the call, Jim. I don't want to get personal with you. The truth is the truth.
Well, I don't get the accountable thing.
You get 2 years down the line, then it's like, well, you have to play better than this if you want an extension. That's where that would come into. This is passable to keep him so you don't have to sit there and eat the biggest dead cap space in NFL history. Now, if he goes out there and he plays poorly on Sunday, we'll reevaluate on Sunday.
What would it look
That's
like?
What it's going to turn into is a referendum after every one of these games.
Sure, but the holding him accountable, like, my God, we've crushed the Deshaun Watson experience to this point. What would it look like? What would it look like on Monday to hold Deshaun Watson accountable?
He wants him benched. That's what he would want. That would be the accountability. I'm imagining that's what he would want. Yes.
Man, you're benching Watson that early. Do you understand the consequences of something like that?
I understand the consequences. Certainly.
I mean, you do know there are people in the locker room that are firmly on the side of Deshaun Watson as their quarterback.
Well, like, they know that he would still give them the best chance to win.
Yeah, I mean, does anybody
think... Jameis is not Joe Flacco. Joe Flacco is not Jameis. Yeah. I can't just sit there and recreate the magic.
The people know, like, Jameis Winston didn't have starting offers ready to go. Like, they there weren't a bunch of teams that were clamoring to have Jameis Winston be their starting quarterback this year, right?
Yeah. I'm not predicting that he's going to perform this way for the rest of the season. I don't know. What I do know is that if he performs like he did on Sunday, you can hate the message all you want. I'm telling you the truth. He's going nowhere. The cap is too much of a problem for them to move on from him. So he's not going anywhere. If we get 2 years down the line and the cap is easier to absorb, then yeah, certainly that then we can have that conversation. But that's for a couple years down the line. He has to play like he played against Dallas for that to actually happen.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.